This is the Daily Offcast.
That's pretty good.
That's how we do it.
I like it.
Yeah. What do we got today?
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I don't even want to. I can't even utter words. You're going to have to do it.
Scoops. Is scoop season accelerating? Like, we got so much. We have so many.
That's true. Didn't we get 8 cards today?
Maybe more. Anyways, oh my gosh. Let's get to it.
Well, we won't be doing 8 cards. That's too many.
That's too many.
All right. Tell me what we got here.
Let's start, Jinteki. Unique upgrade. Psy, clone, Psysop, Adrian, Sace. Sice? Something like that. This shit is amazing.
Cinco Sace.
Ah, it's so good.
It's like Adrian 5, right? Or 6.
Oh.
Adrian.
Oh. Dang. I did not put that together.
Because he's a clone, right?
Right.
So you said it right. Cinco Sace.
Sace. Yeah, is that the same in Portuguese as in Spanish? Let's hope so. Let's go forward, assuming we're correct. And then when we're wrong, people will tell us. And that creates engagement. That's how we roll. it's Caprice. But if you win, they can access Adrian. And if they lose, they can access whatever else is in the server except Adrian. And then when your turn ends, you can move them to another server. I love the moving part.
Yeah, moving is really good, right? Super good. That's
but
like
also Caprice is very good.
It's like a part of the Jinteki color pie nowadays, and it's definitely one of the most powerful mechanics that is in the game at all, which is cool.
Yeah, it does remind you of Thimblerig.
Thimblerig was amazing.
Did you notice the new templating for Psy games here? Just play a Psy game. And then they helpfully put a bracket with stuff, but they didn't have to. They just say, play a Psy game. Not secretly spend 0, 1, or 2.
Each player reveals and spends their bid. I mean, that's good. It's kind of clear. I mean, that part of it was clear, I suppose.
Yeah. No, I think it's great.
I got really confused by the text of this card. So, okay. So, Psy games, the corp quote wins if they pick something different. And in this case, if they, quote, win, then it protects all their other cards and the runner can destroy Adrian Sace. And then if they lose, then the runner can access all their cards except for Adrian Sace. So it's like each player has a kickback. They like,
I think that's how it works, yeah.
They like divided the value. It's like. It's not a complete loss for either player in each case. It's more like a partial success and a partial loss. It's like a hedged success.
Yeah.
I think the thing that scares me the most about this actually is if you are the runner and you actually do manage to, you know, win the Psy game, then this guy isn't going away. And that's like pretty ruthless.
Yeah, then you got to deal with him next time. Look, to me, remember Atini, the ant card, and we're like, it's not as good as DNA Tracker, because, you know, one of the stated goals is to depower ice, and then we're seeing it, that power funneled into the upgrades, and I love to see it.
I like power in upgrades. I think that is one of the great balancing effects in Netrunner.
Hmm, yeah. Is this better than Anoetic Void?
Yes. No.
It depends if you like the cards in your hand, I guess.
I like actually can't like measure the strength of this card because it's just too mind-blowing.
It's fun.
I could see these situations where it's like the runner keeps running your remote and winning until they like lock themselves out.
Right. Yeah, because they're spending the extra money and they have to every time. It's only 1 or 2 or 0 though, so it's, I don't know, if you're good at winning, it's not
plus whatever it costs to get in. And then the other thing is that if you lose, I think that's the other thing, right? Is that it's like an ash when you lose. So it's like it's just a guaranteed 2 runs.
Yeah. which is like better than Caprice was, which is just like ram your head against the server until you either win or just go win on another server.
Gosh. I mean, I'm pretty excited by this design. My brain really can't grok the effects of what it's going to look like, but it is a cool direction. And so, yeah, I'm excited.
Another difference is just like this allows the successful run, right? So it doesn't stop alternate effects, right?
Okay, sure, yeah.
It's just for access. So if you're getting stargated, this does nothing. You know, if you're getting doofed, this does nothing. So it's good. I think for the remote, it's very good, right? Because you don't have those effects.
Oh my gosh! Typically. Wow, it doesn't. So if you put it on a central, it 100% does not work against any. It works against Maker's Eye, ooh, but it doesn't stop Doof.
Yeah,
it doesn't stop Stargate. Okay.
Yeah, wow. So I mean, less good than Caprice in that sense.
It doesn't stop.
It's about the same.
Okay, interesting. That's okay. Wow. Jeez. All right. Wowza. All right.
Now we have like 1 minute for each of the other cards. What else Jinteki can do?
All right. What else does Jinteki got here? I'll read
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I'm coughing tonight.
Ugh. All right. I'll read it. So, Mindscaping, Jinteki, 2-cost, Gray Ops. Oh boy. Resolve one of the following, gain 4 and draw 2 cards, add 1 card from HQ to the top of R&D, okay? Or do X net damage, X is equal to the number of tags the runner has. Okay, what's the theme behind this card? Why are you tagging the runner?
From the art, what I gather is they're deleting her old friends on the left, and they're adding new, cool, hip friends on the right to her memories, one must suppose.
I'm interpreting it as the person that's grayed out is like non-existent. Or like a clone or something, like they don't matter.
I thought that was the person being targeted by the psychicness of the Jinteki gray op, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the people on the left are more blurred out, and I can't stop seeing the word Gonzaga on that guy's journey. Oh, it says Brazil is what it says.
The blurring out is difficult on the eyes. I don't love it.
All right, so it's like an econ card, or it's like a game ender card.
Yeah, which we've seen. There was that one event for Jinteki that was like gain 2 bucks or purge virus counters.
Okay, so they basically want you, they're like, hey, we want Jinteki to have the threat of winning the game with tags at no cost. So that's just a thing that's always on because it's never been respected.
Well, it costs 2, to be fair.
I mean, it doesn't have an opportunity cost to include in your deck because it's also like an econ card.
Yeah, it's just a light econ card, a light, fun little econ card. But if you go tag me, yeah, you're gonna feel some pain, which I feel like you might be going tag me, because, like, remember Scooter Girl? That was a lot of tag interaction. So, man, there might be some more tag stuff coming up.
Is this their attempt to, like, basically, it seems like the game has always had a really hard time, like, balancing tags. Like, they're just game ending, or they, you know, like runners absolutely don't care. And there's like, I'm going to make 8 million tags. I absolutely don't care. And what's funny is there's like decks that like go tag me in like a tagging meta. So it's like the tags don't even hurt the people that it should.
Yeah, exactly.
it just seems like an insane mechanic to balance. And so maybe their goal is, okay, let's reprint John Masanori. And then let's make tag punishment more common. And that's kind of their way of trying to address that. That's pretty interesting.
Common and scaly, right? Because like at one tag, is it worth it to do 1 net damage? Maybe. Yeah, I mean,
you did
1 net damage. That was fine. That was good.
I mean, yeah, it depends on what kind of deck you are. I mean, okay, yeah, sure. So you,
even you at would, one, I mean.
You would combo this if they like hit a snare last click, right? So.
Exactly,
if they choose to draw up instead of removing the tag, this is 1 damage, and then you might get your bladder war to war.
No, the pro move is you play it to draw two cards and you draw two other mindscapings and you put something else on the top of R&D and then you kill them with the two damage from the two mindscapings you drew.
I'm actually super into this. This is a really cool card. I'm really excited to play this. Card,
yeah.
Wow. Oh man. All right. Well, I'm in a good mood.
Good. Because now we got to go to NBN. Oracle Think Tank, a 3-1 agenda. Historically, not the kind of agenda you want.
No, I love 1-3 agendas. Like, they're always bad, and they always have the most incredible effects that are trying so hard to justify their existence. And sometimes they actually are worth it. Very rarely.
Steal this one, and you get a tag, which is like, that's good. That's fine. You don't pay when you score it, but a steal, you know.
And when this is stolen, get a tag. Okay.
Yeah, a click ability. Remove a tag, and you shuffle it back into R&D.
Okay, so this is...
Only in the runner, so it's different than 15 minutes.
Okay, yeah, okay. So the idea is, this is like the, quote, tag-based version of, like, 15 minutes. Like, you might steal this, or even, like, kind of, like, maybe even reworking, like, in the theme of, like, quantum predictive model.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, which, instead of stealing it, would put it in your... Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Cool. I think this is fun. I think this is doubly fun because of the threat mechanic, right? Because you can actually lower the threat by... Removing the tags.
Oh my gosh, that's like the secret mechanic of this set. I didn't even realize. Right? That's actually really fun.
I know. So you're at like threat 4 and the runner can now do... threat 3 now.
Oh man, okay. Or
this is
could
why
like,
I like this one.
You could play your threat 4 card as the corp and then shuffle it back in.
Shit. Yeah, no threat what 4 if- for you.
Wait, what if your threat 4 card gives them a tag and then that's it? Well, didn't we see a card like that?
Oh,
that
so
like
good. Yeah, that's coming up. We can mention cards that are out. Yeah, there's like the hard hitting you as replacement. Yeah, that does extra tags if your threat's high enough.
Oh my gosh. And then you combo it with this.
Yeah. That one might be like, terminal though. I don't remember. We don't have
it is. You're right, actually. I remember.
So, maybe something else, but still fun.
All right. Well, this is fun. This is like, I do remember this being an archetype that was like, oh, it was so savage. Like, you're playing, like, before Hard Hitting News was like the thing. You had the NBN with particularly Exchange of Information and a Global Food Initiative. And it was just the most heartbreaking deck to play against, which is crazy because it wasn't like mean. It was just like you'd get to 6 points and then you'd like, get tagged and then it would be this game of like, can I win in time? And then you'd steal like a QPM and then it would go on their board and then they'd swap it and then they put like 3 exchange of informations and swap 3 QPMs for 3 GFIs and you're just like, and you're like, oh my god, why, how did this happen?
I did all the work and yeah, I just lost at the end.
It was really feel bad. Like, I kind of loved it because it was like a really cool new way to play the game, but I think ultimately it was like a little bit NPE, and I don't even mean that disparagingly like I usually do when I use the word NPE, but I like that they're kind of going into that, but I think as long as GFI doesn't exist, oh god,
yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah.
Are they not going to reprint?
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Well, as long as GFI doesn't exist, then I really like this.
Yeah. Same thing. Okay, last one. Read this one, or explain it.
All right, federal fundraising. When your turn begins, you may look at the top 3 cards. It's an asset. When your turn begins, you may look at the top 3 cards of R&D and arrange them in any order. Then if this server is not protected by ICE, you may draw one card. So that means it's a political card.
Shades of Sensei.
So you're gonna play NEH. You're going to throw this out with that other asset if that Oracle Maze, your deck is the corp, and it's like a pad campaign. So it's like mega deck scrying. NBN with political assets.
Yeah, plus possible extra draw, which if you're spamming the board, which seems like the way you want to go, this is just good.
So,
Shooter Trash is just very reasonable. I appreciate that.
I mean, even if you trigger this one time, you're spending two clicks to get this card on the table.
Yeah.
A click to draw, a click to install, and then if they don't like run
six
it...
Six bucks from you get three whatever.
Well, like, let's say you don't combo it with anything. You're still at least refunded one of your clicks.
Sure, yeah.
Which, I mean, isn't amazing, but that's, I mean, that's okay.
Yeah, they still wasted a
and it's
two
a threat
bucks and a click. Yeah.
Yeah, the runner has to go deal with it. I mean, the worst case scenarios is they just
crash.
They run in trash. That's okay. I kind of like it being a 0-2.
And you want the run in the trash for the new hard hitting news.
Ugh. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
That's great.
So,
good time.
It does its job. It's okay. Okay.
This is cool. I like the scrying synergy.
Yeah. I think it'll be fun to play.
Federal fundraising. Interesting. It's got that Andor vibes with Mon Mothma.
Oh my god, I loved Andor. We can't get into this. We can't get into this.
All right, those are some good. Those are all really exciting cards. I'm very pleased with how. I'm really excited with how the set's going.
Me too. Good scoop season. Good scoop season.
All right. Okay. Am I gonna get you playing some startup with me, Phil?
Yeah, you probably would. You probably will. Is that that's the daily offcast?
That's it. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, nerd.